Hey there, are you a small business owner frustrated by the growth of your business and ready to increase your profits, your leads, and sales? Whether you're 1 year in or 7 years in, I want to connect with you for a free rapid fire strategy call. In this free 20-minute call, we will dive deep into your current growth strategy, see what's working, what's not working, and see where you are leaving money and opportunity on the table. If you are ready to stop spinning your wheels and start seeing results from your actions, hop on my calendar today by going to michelledenioconsulting.com and book your free rapid fire strategy session. Hello, my friends. Happy Wednesday. Well, at least Wednesday is the day that this releases. I don't know what day you're listening, but Wednesdays are the day that it came out. So I'm going to say happy Wednesday. Today, we're talking about offer suites. This is something that I work with many, many clients on, and creating that offer suite and looking at what should your offer suite be. And so first of all, an offer suite is basically just a suite of offers, right? Like it's like a platter of different offers, and there's different ways that you can look at your offer suite. So typically some of the most popular ones would be like DIY, done with me, done for me. DIY, a group program, one-to-one, project versus retainer versus, you know, something like that, like a one-off project, a retainer project, or a repeat project. So like where they keep coming back on a project rate, something like that, you know? So the thing about it is obviously they're not all a good fit for you. And so that's part of what you need to think about when you're looking at creating an offer suite is, what is my buyer journey, right? So remember, going back to that episode on the creating a client journey, this plays a big role in it, all right? But offer suites ideally are just complementary services, products, services, and they are designed to like address different needs and preferences at a different time, right? So if you have a DIY done with you, done for you, so let's say you're a freelancer, you know, you could have a DIY option. Maybe it's templates, and then done with you is maybe templates plus help, you know, doing that. And so the client has some onus. They're having to actually do stuff, and maybe you're reviewing it. And then done for you, obviously, they would just buy your time and you would just do it for them. It could look like DIY group one-to-one, right? So that's kind of my offer suite right now is there's some DIY options. And then there's the group program, which is my mastermind, and then the one-to-one, which is either one-to-one consulting or the VIP day, which if you're interested in a VIP day, creating offer suites, hint, hint, wink, wink, that's really what the VIP day is for, is to work on offers, positioning, marketing, sales, et cetera. But again, like you see where they serve different people at different times, right? And also they're complementary. So somebody may be in the group program and mastermind and then need to add on one-to-one, right? I have that. Or they want to maybe do a more strategic deep dive and they add on a VIP day. Or they start off in the DIY focused visionary framework, they buy the DIY version, and then they need a one-on-one, or they go into the group mastermind, right? And so they're complementary, but at the end of the day, they serve people at different times. So they all most of the time serve the same audience, but they're going to serve them at different places in their business, right? And so they also allow for upsells and downsells, right? Upsell, downsell, cross sell. So if you have, maybe you lead with your done for you offer and somebody says, oh, I'm sorry, that's out of my budget. That's okay. Great. Now I also have a done with you, which would, you know, fit your budget a little bit more and would allow us to work together, right? And so, or the better part about offer suites is that it would be a next step, right? So they come to you. So for me, my example is, you know, somebody may come to me for a one-to-one VIP day, and then I have a rapid fire retainer, right? And so it's a next step. It's like, okay, we created this plan. You've got this new offer. You've got this new offer suite. You've got this new positioning, but we haven't tested it. We haven't implemented it. We haven't done anything. And as you do that, you're going to need some support. And so the retainer option is a great way for them to continue working with you, give them that next step, and keep them in your world, right? Because you've already started the process with them. So if you are a designer or let's say a freelancer and you, let's say you do graphics with them, maybe you, you've done like a full brand package, you know, do you have a retainer option that is graphic updates or web designers, maintenance, you know, web updates, something like that. So, you know, there's so many different options for offer suites, but the whole point of them is that A, they meet people where they're at and they give people different options to work with you at different places, and they create upsell, downsell, and cross-sell offers, right? And so how you can do this and really strategically set this up is that you have all of these different entry points, right? So you've got to look at an offer suite from this perspective of like, how do people work with me? Again, going back to that buyer journey, what is the buyer journey? Do they want to come in through a workshop? Do they want to come in through a masterclass? Do they want to come in through a DIY option? Do they go straight for the done for you option and you don't really need that, right? Like understanding and looking at your ideal client and also what you want to offer. If you hate doing a done with you version, right? Then don't offer it. It's DIY or done for you. I'm not going to step in the middle, right? Like you get to choose that too. And so really looking at like, what are the different entry points? And then how do each one of these cater to different individuals? How do they cater to different clients, different leads? And at what point, like, do they all work together, right? Like some people have offer suites that actually cater to a completely different audience, right? The ideal client for each offer is different, or the stage of the client is different. So like if you have maybe a DIY, or maybe your offer is like kind of like a step one, it's like a prerequisite, right? And then maybe it's for people that are brand new or they're newer to whatever you're offering and they have to go through this. And so then it moves them up, right? And then you have this middle tier offer, which is for more advanced business owners. And then step three is more like scaling, right? So you could look at your offer suite that way too. If you want to serve people at each stage of business, you could look at and go, okay, what offer do I have for people that are newer? What one caters to the people that are like in this stage? And then what one caters to the people that are really scaling and ready to move forward, right? So you could have your offers cater to all of the same audience, or they could be tiered where they serve different audiences at different times, okay? And then one of the other really, really important pieces to creating offer suites is that they create lifetime value. They increase the lifetime value of a client because there's a next step, right? So many of you that I see and work with on a regular basis in the things that I hear in the masterminds and in the mastermind that I participate in, the one I host and facilitate, is like, you don't have a next step, right? People are coming to you. They want to keep working with you and you just don't have a next step for them. And so you're losing clients, right? And so you're on this very much this project base, or they're like a one-time client. They may come back eventually, but they don't. And it's a lot of times because there isn't a way for them to continue to be in your world. And without that, you are going to lose them, right? Like that's just the reality of it. So like think about, if you don't have this next step, the easiest way to do this is to really look at and ask yourself, like, while I was working with them, what is the one thing that they kept asking me for? What is the one thing that they always needed, or how did I help them the most, right? So a lot of times for me, it's that simple accountability. People need and love the accountability, and they also need the ability to go, I don't know what to focus on, right? Like I have all these things, Michelle, on my plate. You know, I'm trying to do all these things. Tell me what to focus on, right? And so that's how I tailor my retainer package, is it's one call to figure out what the focus is for the month, and then everything else is strictly implementation and accountability. Yes, there's those pop-up little strategy things that happen, or a client issue or a new opportunity or something like that. But primarily it's implementation and accountability, right? And keeping people focused and on track. So think about that. Like, what is it that people are struggling with? What are they asking you for all the time? What do they need from you? And then do you want to create that? You know, or is it that they buy sessions from you? Right? Or something like whatever it is like, what does that next step look like for your clients? And also in a way that you love to serve, which is one of the most important things, is do not create a retainer offer if you don't like to be if you don't like having clients on retainer. Don't create a done for you offer if you don't like having, you know, to do done for you. Don't create DIY offers if you hate selling them, right? I mean, DIY things are not my favorite way to serve and sell. I have a couple on my website. I, you know, often don't promote them because I just like, I don't know. I like that I like being able to serve my community. I like being able to answer questions. I thrive on community. And so the DIY, like I love it for people and I offer it because I know some people really prefer that, but it's not my go-to, but I have it there if people can't afford it or they're not ready to invest or they want to get a taste of what it's like to work with me, right? So again, like it's not part of my active selling plan, but it's there because I see a need for it and I see that people want it and it's a great entry point, right? So it allows for people to get a taste and have that entry level exposure to me without committing to something larger, right? So again, it's not part of my big time marketing plan, but it's there. So there's a lot of different ways that you could create an offer suite, but ideally it's the three key takeaways here for you and the things to take action on are looking at like, what is your buyer journey and where are you losing them, right? And if you're losing people maybe in the beginning of the buyer journey because your packages are too large and they're not ready to commit, then can you create something where they get like a taste? If you're losing people after a project and they're like a one and done, do you have a next step retainer or like something that will keep them on long term? If you're losing people because they prefer to do things themselves and you don't have a DIY offer, do you want to create one, right? So you've got to look at your buyer journey and really look at like, where are you losing people and where's the gap or the hole in your offers to, and then looking at, do I want to fill this hole? Do I want to fill this gap, right? Or not? And then if so, how do I want to fill the gap? How do I want to fill, you know, what is this next offer suite? Because there's money on the table. This is what I talk about all the time, the hidden money, right? Like there's hidden money in your business. I guarantee you there's somewhere in your client journey that you are losing people that is an incredible opportunity for an upsell, a downsell, or a cross sell, right? But you just got to look at it. You got to really kind of just think about like, where do I feel like I'm losing leads? Where do I feel like it drops off? Or where do I feel like I'm leaving them high and dry or hanging? Like, what's the next step? I want more from you, but I don't know what to do. You know, what does that look like? And then create the offer and start selling it. Start selling it. Like, it's that simple. Like, hey, I know that we work together here. I have this new offer. I thought of you first. I just thought you'd be interested in it, right? Or, hey, I know we reached out. My other offer wasn't a good fit. I created this DIY version. I wanted to at least let you know, right? Like, so you have like an immediate pipeline of people that probably are ready and waiting for this. They just don't know it. And you just haven't figured it out yet. So figure out where the gap is, create that offer. Maybe you don't know what it is. Maybe you're at a point of capacity too, and it's time to scale. You can't take on any more one-to-one clients, or you did the group program and now you want to go back to one-to-one, or you're at a group, you want to add on a group or a membership or something like that. And there's like another piece. You know, like even something simple and small. I saw a gap in where my clients need that dedicated co-working time. They need that focused, committed time to their money-making activities, which by the way, if you haven't checked out Money Mondays, it's $9 a month. $9 a month for like every single week on Mondays, we meet for an hour and we bang it out. Like it's just get the work in, you know, get in, get out, get the work done, and then it's done for the week. And I'm not promoting that offer on socials at all. That offer is specific to podcast listeners and my email list. That's it. So I'll make sure the link is in the show notes. But like it was a gap. It's not a huge moneymaker for me, but it's something I was already doing. I was already doing it and people love it. They're getting results from it. I see a need for it. I could promote it on my socials, but it's just not part of my plan right now, you know? And so maybe it's an exclusive offer.
You know, to me, that's what I want to keep Money Mondays is like, it's exclusive. It's exclusive to you as a thank you. And if you have this gap and you're seeing this and like you want that co-working space and you thrive on community as well, then come on in, right? So it could be something small, it could be a big offer, but like the whole point is that you have this suite of offers to just give people options. It gives people options. And yes, I know there's some people that say like pick one offer and stick with it and get really good at it and sell it and sell it and sell it and sell it. But I know, at least for the people in my world and the ones that I deal with, myself included, and if most of my ideal clients and listeners are people just like me, right? That gets so friggin' boring. Right? Most of us do not enjoy selling the exact same offer over and over and over and over and over and over and on wash, rinse, repeat, right? Like, and also like, what's the evolution in that? You know, there's always something next. There's always another step. There's always something more. Yes, every offer needs to be sold, but that's why if you create it strategically as a suite, they lead to one another, right? They're not just three off the wall freaking offers that like don't go together. They're a suite of offers that feed each other. That's the whole point, right? This one feeds to this one. This one is a downsell to this one. This is a great upsell. This is a great cross sell. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what it's very strategic. It's not just about creating some random new offer that has nothing to do with anything. Okay. It's about finding the gap and filling that. All right. So I'm going to end it there. I love you. I believe in you. If you need help creating your offer suite, I've got spots on my calendar for the VIP days. Check it out. And I will talk to you soon.
Thanks so much for listening today. But remember, now it's time to take action. My goal is to get you results. So, what is one action you can commit to taking this week? Feel free to share it with me in my DMs or tag me on your socials. Not sure what action to take? Grab the link in the show notes and schedule a strategic power hour. We can talk through it together and get you a strategic plan of action in just 60 short minutes. Oh, and one last favor. As with every podcast, reviews and ratings are what help us continue to show up and grow. So if you wouldn't mind, please take a quick minute to leave a 5-star review on Apple or Spotify and share this episode with a friend. Thanks. Talk soon.